Welcome back, everyone.
Doggone it, guys. We hope you had a pup-tastic week so far. I'm Charlie.
And I am Phineas. And we are your hosts during this semester of 2 for 2, as we throw back with some familiar faces from our church pack. That is, our church family.
Don't you mean familiar faces, Phineas?
I suppose.
Phineas, can I tell you a joke?
If you must.
What does a dog eat at the movies?
I couldn't tell you.
Popcorn! And Phineas, what's a dog's favorite toy?
Favorite toy?
A Transformer. Hey, Charles, Phineas, do you know who a dog's favorite author is?
No, don't say it.
Virginia Woolf.
Would someone please be starting the game?
Thanks for playing with us, guys. That was a tail wagging good time.
Now it's time for singing praises to God. Stand up, sit down, roll over, do whatever you need to do. Make joyful noise.
And remember, watch your tails. That was off the leash, guys. You are possum singers.
Today we are going to be speaking with Kathy Paris.
Miss Kathy was a teacher in a place called Montgomery, Alabama.
We live here, in Johnson City, Tennessee. Hey, Charles, have you heard of something called segregation?
I think so, Phineas. Isn't that when they don't let dogs with different colors of fur play with each other?
Kind of. Miss Kathy was teaching during a period when children with light skin were not allowed to play with children of darker skin. This caused lots of tension.
That doesn't seem fair. Why can't kids and dogs just play together, no matter what color their fur is?
You are right, Charles. Let us hear what Miss Kathy has to say about her time as teacher in Montgomery.
Wow, that was a lot of great information.
We will be seeing you next week for another throwback conversation. Remember, you all, your church pack loves you very much.
No matter how things feel right now,
they won't last forever.